begin now our meditation on accessing your highest and wisest self. And this goes along with the induction for hypnosis. So this can be a useful self-meditation or self-hypnosis, just to access that resource of our highest self. So begin by allowing yourself to become comfortable, laying down or sitting upright, whichever is more comfortable for you. Just be sure that your posture is elongated and dignified, palms facing upward or down towards the ground, palms relaxed. Just begin to notice the breath moving gently in and out in that soft belly. Lengthening the breath, beginning to settle into the body. And with your eyes open, stare at a spot that's up and slightly behind so that your eyes are elevated toward the middle of the forehead, keeping those eyes and that gaze on that same spot, and holding those as you breathe in deeply all the way to the top of the lungs, just underneath the collarbones, and holding the breath there for a few moments, really feeling the expansion of the breath here, tightness through the chest, and then allowing that breath to release all the way out so that you pull that belly button toward the spine and release all the air, and then a nice long slow inhale, filling the lungs all the way to the top of the collarbones again, holding as long as you can this time, holding the gaze on that spot, and beginning on the exhale now to just release and to relax, letting that exhale move any excess energy in the body out, pulling that belly button in, and breathing out one more time. Even more air, deeper breath than before, and holding that breath at the top as long as you can this time. Holding the gaze on that spot, and as you're ready, releasing that breath and really allowing the body now to settle in and to relax from the head to the toes, releasing and relaxing. And as that breath completes that cycle, just go ahead and allow your breath to come back to a nice normal rhythm of soft belly breathing, each breath becoming more and more relaxed, noticing the eyes now staring at that spot and allowing the eyelids to begin to blink, making them closed slightly each time, getting closer and closer together as if magnets were drawing them together. Each time they get closer and closer, they want to stay closed even longer until they finally just close down and stay closed. The lightest of pressure holding them closed, as if those magnets were doing all the work and releasing all the muscles in the eyes. All the muscles around the eyes and the eyebrows and below the eye sockets. Relaxing, smoothing the muscles of the forehead and the scalp. Softening the jaw, thickening the tongue and the mouth, and letting that breath flow through that soft belly, each breath more and more relaxed, dropping the shoulders back and down, opening the chest to receive more of that precious air as it flows through that soft belly, and softening the belly even more down to the pelvic floor, feeling the length of the arms and the shoulders down to the tips of the fingers, length of the legs from the pelvis all the way down to the toes. Feel the tingling and aliveness in your body as you breathe that long, slow belly breath, filling the body with beautiful oxygen and going deeper and deeper into relaxation. And And imagining now that you're sitting or standing on top of a hillside somewhere out in nature, and there's 10 levels going down before you. And with each level that you go down, you'll become more and more relaxed. And you'll let the sound of my voice, the babbling brook, any noises in your environment, either in the room or outside the room, anything that you hear from here forth will only take you further into relaxation. So standing on level 10, and on the next exhale, move yourself down to level number 9, more and more relaxed. Breath moving with greater ease with each breath. More and more relaxed as you move down to level number 8. Calm and relaxed. Calm and relaxed. Any thoughts that you have, any observations or judgments or questions that your mind brings, just notice them and release them. Letting them go with the words calm and relax, and coming back to the body and the sensations of the breath and the deepening feeling of relaxation. As you move now down to level number 7, breathing in through that soft belly, calming your mind as well as your body. More and more relaxed with each breath. As you move down now to level number 6, slowing the mind, deepening the breath, and calming the body and the mind. Letting any sounds that you hear take you deeper into relaxation. Any sensations in the body are just temporary sensations. Just notice them with curiosity and let them go. You move down to level number 5, halfway down to the bottom of relaxation. Connecting now with the body and the surfaces beneath you. Noticing what you're sitting or lying upon, the surface that holds you. Knowing that this surface, down below, wherever level or floor you're on right now, connects deeply to the earth. It holds us all. Connecting with this support beneath you. And letting the body rest even deeper down into that surface that's supporting you. Feeling the cushion, the pillows, and letting go of any more tension in the body. Twice as relaxed now as you release down and out anything that doesn't serve you now. Breathing through that soft belly as you move down to level number 4, getting closer to the bottom of relaxation with each breath. Moving now with so much ease and flow. Releasing, relaxing in your mind and in your body as you move down to level number 3, closer and closer to the bottom of relaxation. Releasing, relaxing, and letting go of any thoughts, any sensations that don't serve. And going deeper and deeper as you move down to level number 2, calm and relaxed, calm and relax each breath, softer, easier, with greater flow, letting go as you move down now to level 1, the bottom of relaxation. Breathing in deeply here, taking your breath all the way to the tops of the lungs, and holding it here for a moment. And then releasing down and out, and going twice as deep with the out-breath. Twice as relaxed as you let the breath come back to a nice normal rhythm and rate. And allow now in your mind's eye, the part that can see with your eyes closed, the part that can imagine, see and sense and feel, that you can open into a space now that is beautiful and relaxing and calming to you. Some place that you've been before, perhaps many times. Just allowing a beautiful and safe place to come to you. Perhaps somewhere out in nature, by a stream or a lake, beach, mountains, meadow, field, wherever, whatever comes to you here. Just allow the shapes, the forms begin to arrive. Maybe it's a place in your own backyard or a place from your childhood. Whatever comes to you here, just allow it to fill you with a sense of peace and ease. Familiarity that grows a sense of safety. Knowing that you have resources that can keep you safe here. And allowing your senses to become alive and alert. Noticing here what you see, your visual. Let all of the things that you can see in this space come clear to you now. Moving your body about as if you could twist and turn a 360-degree perspective of the space that you're in here. Noticing the colors and shapes and textures, and forms, the sky, the ground, the plants, birds, things that move, things that are solid. And letting all of the things you can see fill your body now with that sense of peace and ease that you get when you're actually in that place. Bringing your mind and your body into oneness with this vision and this felt sense of peace and ease. Noticing all the things you can hear there, the familiar sounds. Let the sounds become sensations in your body, feeling comfortable, at ease, at peace. With each sound, be they birds or water or breezes, voices, animals. Beautiful. Allowing anything to come to you that you can smell here, familiar aromas and scents, the smell of fresh air, sea breeze, earth, plants. Anything familiar from that memory, that place, just let it come to you now. Fill your body a deepening sense of ease and peace. Perhaps feeling around now, the felt sense with your hands and your feet, places where you're touching surfaces. Reach about and touch. Are surfaces cold or warm, hard or soft? Notice where your feet are in this environment. What are they standing upon? What can you touch with your hands? Can you feel the sunshine or the breeze? And just awakening all of your senses now, deepening that feeling of safety, welcoming it, letting it expand through your body, perhaps a smile or an upturned smile on your face comes across you with a feeling of warmth as you bathe and bask in this feeling of connection with this place that's so familiar, so peaceful. And bringing your thumb and your forefinger together now on your dominant hand to create the circle that is your anchor. Letting that anchor now be the part that roots you into this place in your mind's eye, bringing the memory of that place and the felt sense of what it's like to be there into focus clearly, so that whenever you bring your thumb and forefinger together in the future, you'll come immediately back to this place, and the sights and the scenes and the smells and the sounds all will fill your body with that same sense of peace and ease that you have right now. This is a deep resource of connection with the presence of peace and ease. And the more you practice this, the more you get comfortable and familiar going into this place, the more your body will seek it out and find it easily. Welcoming now any spiritual connections, any guides that will come to you here. Anything you're familiar with, anything that might arrive to you today that's new, just allow whatever to be here that might connect you with something higher than yourself, a resource to that deep spiritual connection that you may have. If there's nothing there, that's okay. And just stay open to whatever messages might be here for you, whatever presence of something greater than yourself might arise here. Welcoming it with whatever way it shows up today. Maybe a felt sense, maybe a vision or an image. Maybe a word or a symbol comes to you here. And we'll just ask that part for greater connection with our deeper self. And settling in now into this space, knowing that you have this resource of your safe place and your spiritual connection, whatever that may be today. And we'll welcome another presence coming towards you now. Presence of your highest and wisest self. This may be an unfamiliar part to you, but know that it's been there all along. It's been there your whole life, offering you wisdom, offering you protection, offering you guidance about how to live your life. Of course, we may not always have listened to it. We may have been guided by other forces, other urges or impulses or fears or worries. But our essential self, our highest self, is not guided by fear. It's guided by an inner knowing of what's in our best interest, what's right for us to move us forward in our life, towards our highest expression in this body, in this lifetime. So allowing that part of you to come forward, knowing it's been there all along, selecting experiences for you to grow from, and noticing as it comes forward, perhaps as if it's coming out of a veil of fog, and you can begin to see the shape of this part of you coming towards you, getting a sense of how old it is. Maybe it's a younger part, maybe it's an older part. Beginning to see the characteristics and the qualities of this inner wisdom. Perhaps it's an older part of yourself that has a sparkle in the eye that tells you immediately that you're in good hands, that you're safe, you're guided. Whatever way this comes, if you're not visual, it might just be a felt sense that there's something here within you that you can trust. It has a deep presence and knowing about it. We don't have to strive or try to find this. Just allow it to be there in whatever form it comes today. And as you get familiar and acquainted with this part of you, you'll find it more readily available to you. And to know that it's there, you might look back for a time in the most recent history, maybe in the last few days or weeks, maybe the last month. Look for a time when you had a decision to make, or a moment when you were unsure of something and needed some guidance. When you made a decision, when you were guided by some part of you that made a tough choice, and that it turned out okay. That choice ended up being something that was beneficial to you and to others around you. Might have been the hard choice, might have been saying no to someone or something. It might have been welcoming something with a vibrant yes, putting aside all your fears and stepping into something that was uncomfortable. So whatever it is that comes to you here, just notice how good it feels to have made a decision, a choice, to move forward with something, to set a boundary or a limit, knowing that this was in part guided by this higher, wiser part of you, this inner knowing, the truth of who you are, comes forward in those moments. So just feeling what it's like to be in the presence of this higher, wiser part of you, to know that it's made decisions for you, that it's guiding and showing you the way forward here. And allow a word or a symbol or an image of something that can ground you right now in this feeling and the presence of this higher, wiser part of you. And this will act like a breadcrumb that will bring us right back to this experience, knowing the deeper sense of trust that there's this part within us that wants to awaken, wants to guide us. is beckoning and pleading and pulling our resources out of us, our highest essence. So as that image comes to you, or a color, or a word, just say it out loud a few times. If it's a word, capture the essence of that in an image so that we can return to this. And bring your hands now together right around your solar plexus in the gesture of kindness and connection with this part, whatever way that comes to you, through prayer or interlocked hands. This area, the seat of your personal power, is where we find this resource of our highest essence, our inner guide. You might notice when you feel empowered in this area that we stand a little taller. We project out into the world a feeling of confidence and trust in ourselves, an inner knowing that belies any fears or worries, any beliefs in ourselves as being inferior. They're gone when we have the sense that we are doing and acting in a way that is both safe and in our highest interest. So allow yourself to feel that, really connecting with it in your body, that felt sense of being in the presence of something, some part of you that has your back, has your best interest. You can take the wheel and the reins and do the driving for us. Beautiful. This highest essence is a resource that you will find indispensable in your path to growth. And the more you can access this deep resource, the more decisions you'll make that are going to benefit your unfolding, to help you reach your intentions, and to live from that place of vital essence. So taking a few deep breaths here, really anchoring this in, this felt sense, this resource, connecting you to your highest intention. We might even ask of this part. This part knows us so well that it may have answers to questions that we have. You might be open to any answers or questions that you have or answers that it might give you. We'll take a moment here, and if you have a question to ask of this part of you, go ahead and ask that and see if there's an answer that it responds with. What might come in different forms, it might be a word, it might be a phrase, it might be a felt sense of something that buzzes or tingles, just letting you know that there's an answer here. Taking a few more breaths here, really grounding that felt sense of connection with this higher self, with any answers that you've received, any guidance that you've gotten, any support that you feel now. Bring that with you today, as you set about your day, with an inner knowing and a peacefulness that says that inside you, you have a connection now with your highest and wisest part. So bringing yourself back gradually into the room, counting up from 1 to 5, 1 feeling more energy and returning to your body now. Feeling that in the form of a brilliant tingling, a vibrant energy, perhaps a white radiance that comes into every cell of your body. 2, feeling more and more energized. As you feel the connection with this highest resource within you to make wise choices. 3, knowing that you have access to this part through these resources, through the words, the phrases, through the images that came to you, through the hands on that third energy center. 4, alive, alight, aware, awake. As you bring the next deep breath in, you can open your eyes and return completely to the room that you're in, feeling safe, resourced, and connected to the highest essence within you. Beautiful. Thank you.